Hello, and a warm welcome to this week's half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. Today, as you may gather from this change of signature music, I'm going on my occasional visit to the world of electronic organs. Today's opener is from the self-professed organ grinder of the Organist Entertains fame, the late Robin Richmond, who rose to national fame in the UK for his Hammond playing. This is a medley of two great songs, Sposin and Maybe. There's no date on that track from Robin Richmond, but it would have been from sometime in the 1950s. I do, however, have a release year on this next track from John Mann, 1996. The instrument is his own eminent 2000 theatre model, and the music is a Buddy Holly hit from 1958, Raining in My Heart. Thank you. John Mann, a local Sussex lad from Brighton, who by his own admission has been entertaining in numerous capacities for way longer than even he can remember, with Raining in My Heart. My assistant producer and friend Jack Ryan, who lives on the east coast of Florida, has purchased, digitised and cleaned up countless vinyl albums for Hot Pipes. In doing so, he's unearthed quite an array of artists whose names have been long lost to the passage of time. One such was Tommy Ott, who was a native of the Midwest USA, and who apparently was the inspiration behind Lenny D's stylings. And that's borne out by this track from a hi-fi label album of around 1959, Hindustan. Tommy Ott with Hindustan playing Hammond from probably the only album recorded by him. I wish we could find more. Harry Farmer was a popular keyboard artist in the UK in the 40s and 50s, and he led a combo he called his Rhythm Ensemble. He also recorded under the pseudonym of Chris Hamilton, generally playing the ballads as Chris and the more up-tempo repertoire as Harry. You Keep Coming Back Like a Song is a track from a 1954 10-inch Decca album released by Farmer, under the title of Bing Crosby Favourites. Thank you. I'm in regular contact with Alan Ashton, ex-BBC Manchester presenter of a monthly internet podcast of theatre and electronic organ recordings. He's collaborated with Not Now Records to produce a number of CD releases featuring Klaus Wunderlich, of whose recordings he is an expert, and a double CD called Organ Moods, featuring 40 tracks of artists past and present. From the Dick Hyman Trio, this is a track from 1956, Look for the Silver Lining. The 40 tracks from the Not Now release Organ Moods, Look for the Silver Lining by Dick Hyman, an unnamed organ, and his trio. Here's a second track from this excellent compilation by Alan Ashton, Jackie Davis, who gained the nickname of Jumpin' Jackie because of his lively arrangements and no doubt console antics when in public. From that same year of 1956, and playing Hammond, here's Jackie and his trio with George and Ira Gershwin's They Can't Take That Away From Me. Thank you. Not Now 2CD budget-priced compilation Organ Moods is available from Organ First in Wales. You can either order through its website, organ.co.uk, or contact me via the radio station and I will send you the phone number to call. From the Gershwins to Cole Porter, and to his enduring standard from 1930, Love for Sale. Ringing the change from Hammonds, Bill Thompson was playing a Baldwin on this swinging arrangement. Love for Sales from the 1930 stage musical The New Yorkers, which was very controversial in its day. Porter was never one to be tame. So far, no ladies have been on the show, but I'll put that right on my final selection with a track from the Queen of the Hammond, Ethel Smith. She rose to fame in 1945 with the samba Tico Tico, and she then became well known for her other Latin rhythms. In the height of the cha-cha-cha craze in 1962, she recorded Rico Vacilón for a Decca LP. Thank you. Ethelsmith and Rico Vathelon from 1962. It's time for me to wend my way, but first, a quick reminder of my website, hotpipes.eu, where you'll find links to preservation societies, concert schedules from around the world, and a host of archive shows with playlists for your listening pleasure. So, until next week, at the same time, this is Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes signing off. Bye-bye, and thanks for listening.